Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 2/1/2019. And oh, you know, we're starting to see meteorites hit Cuba. And it just makes you wonder, you know, it just makes you wonder if maybe, let's see where that chapter is here. Maybe it's when, you see, all of the big shots decide to try to hide under the mountaintops, you see. Revelation 6. And the heaven departed as a scroll, verse 14, when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondsman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? I don't believe we're at that spot, because Lord Jesus tells us what's going on, Matthew 24 and Luke 21, is that we're in the beginning of sorrows, the beginning of sorrows. But make no mistake, evil is afoot, as Sherlock would say. And I'll say this to you. The tares are out there. But let me, before I do that, let me just talk about somebody who was a good man, who was a really, truly strong, good human being and man. And this young man was named Travis Richard Weaver, and his motto was never, ever give up, and Travis had cancer. I talked about him a number of years ago, and he passed away January 31, 2011, but there's no reason to lament, because I'm going to tell you, Travis is now one of the Lord Jesus' go-to guys in heaven. Travis was a football player and a tough one. But he was smaller than some of the other guys, but he was three times as strong, and he had the Lord Jesus on his side even while he had the cancer. Well, Travis, I know you're in heaven with the Lord. Never, ever give up, buddy. And I'll tell you what, we're going to try to do the same thing down here because we're waiting for when Lord Jesus comes with his mighty archangels and all of his retinue to come down and take on and for one final time destroy the armies of Lucifer and all of his minions and all of his scumbags, all of his demons, all of his stuff, and to lay him to waste at Harmageddon. So, buddy, Travis Richard Weaver, keep a close watch on the Lord Jesus up there and have his back and operate on his wishes, desires, and plans, because he was strong with you, you're strong with him. And I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's another thing. When you know where you're going to go, after you pass on, after you let go, after you lay the body down, okay? When you know where you're going to go, it gives you much greater peace and strength in this lifetime. Oh, not that you can't be afraid, you know? That's normal. But you don't have this fear and dreaded fear and trepidation about where you're going to go because you know where you're going to go. And I'm going to tell you what, there is no pain in heaven. There is no travail. There is no worry. It's the best deal in town. If you're out there and you have not got on your knees and repented of your sins to Lord Jesus and then ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior, then by all means do so. What do you got to lose? It's the best deal in the town, brother. What do you got to lose? And if you're out there and you're backslid and you know better and much you're hiding and you think, oh, he can't take me. I've done this. I've done that. I'm still doing this and that. Well, let me tell you something. Give it a try. Give it a try. Because the time of choosing is right now who you want to choose. This is getting late in the game, but you should choose the Lord Jesus. And he rather that you would be cold or that thou would be hot, because if you be lukewarm and, I'll just try to hide and not make any waves, you know. Then he would just say to you, I speweth you out of my mouth because you're lukewarm. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think that it's a good time to just let you know that for a short while longer, you got time to choose. And waste no time on those you're trying to convince. And if you have to come up with 15 different ways of presenting it, and oh, you can't tell them about this, or you can't, we have to do that in sequence, and all this provision and care and all this bullcrap. You give them the red letter edition of the Bible and you say, here it is right here. Here's what you got to understand. Here's what it is. Now you know, it's up to you. What do you want to do? And then let them go on their way. And it's going to be people that you're trying so desperately to bring over to the side of the Lord. And didn't Lord Jesus tell you in Luke 21 who's going to betray you? I read that last night. Shoot, I guess I'll read it again because it just makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? It just makes sense because this is why. You see. Here it is, Luke 21 right there. There we go. Verse 16, Luke 21. and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. So you don't want to give it up, do you? You don't want to give it up and let it go and let old Lucy grab it, do you? Don't give in. Never, ever give up. Stick with the real, true commander-in-chief, the Lord Jesus, and you will be on the right side of the coin. You will be, when you pass away, you'll have everlasting life in heaven. And then he gives you all the other gifts that we've talked about. John 14:10, just start reading there a little bit. You know, the faith of the mustard seed, the power and dominion over serpents and scorpions, and the evil, you know, the snares of the evil one, you see. But it doesn't mean that we're going to have a cakewalk from here on through. What I've been seeing, and I see in the future, you want an old hawk to tell you what he sees? I see dimly, like in my mind's eye, in a dim sort of gauzy, filmy world, just sort of like, you know, not always clear cut, but I see and I can feel all of the anguish and the death, and it's horrendous. It's so overwhelming, and it's heartbreaking, because a lot of people, when they do pass on, aren't going to go to heaven. They're going to go burn in hell. But you see, you can't talk about that anymore. But that's where Lucy has his throne, you see. And oh, he wants to let you know that everything is just fine right now. You can have anything you want, you know, at Lucy's restaurant, you know. Just like Ralph Shear Northam, you know, the guy who wants to make Virginia for baby killers. Okay, Virginia is for baby killers, and he's the governor of Virginia, and of course he's the guy that, of course, said that electing his opponent, the Republican, would like putting the racist KKK, Donald Trump, in office in the State House in Richmond. Well, looks like he got caught with his blackface or Klan hood on. And that's in his old doctor's yearbook, you see. And then when Planned Parenthood gives him a big contribution, and then they're caught on videotape talking about selling baby parts, particularly the brain, you see, and particularly this and that and the other, and the organs and all the different things and the stem cells, and you see. Remember the videotapes, all of that? Well, the stench of that crap has gone and gotten its way to heaven. And the Lord is not pleased. But in the churches today, oh, you can go to a church and it'll have 25,000 members, you know. I mean, you got to have parking garages and malls and, you know, 55 or 666 bathrooms to handle all the crap in them. But they don't talk to you anymore about sin or about going to hell. Well, that's where the Lucy wants you to go, and he wants you to go with him. And he wants you to burn in the fire forever. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The time for the choosing will soon be up. because events are going to overtake us. And let's pray tonight for somebody who's still alive and still with us but needs the Lord's assistance. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would go to Sister Cheryl in Arkansas, who you have given remissions before and removed the cancer from her body. And now she's got two separate types, but that is something that can be overcome by you, Lord Jesus. Lord, would you go in right now to Cheryl? Would you go to Cheryl right now in Arkansas? And Lord Jesus, will you remove the cancer cells, remove it from her body, and get it going and restore the cells and the tissues back to normal and restore all function and ability of her? In your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. And there's so many others of you out there, and I try to put it out on the air whenever I can, and we do what we want. And oh, let me just say it one more time to those wonderful peoples in Albertville, France, who are missionaries. Lord Jesus, will you go to them and heal them if that's what they wish, Lord? But if you will give them medical miracles to where they instantly recover from the problems they have so that they can go to the upcoming event in Indochine, and they can go reap the harvest that they've already planted the seeds for, a mighty, glorious harvest for you, Lord Jesus. Oh, and I can't talk too much about it because there are those still in Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia and the Shan states and Thailand up in the mountains that hear still everything that is said. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, but I wish that they will have a marvelous harvest for you. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for all you do in your name, and your name is Jesus. And that's the promise that you gave us in John 14, isn't it? Why don't you read John 14 yourself tonight and read it to your children, or read it to your husband or your wife, or read it to your neighbor. But if they don't want to hear it, then don't read it to them. Tell them where to go and find it. And then that will be up to them. Because I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be a coming a time when you do not want to tarry, you see. You want to just be ready to go into the marriage with the bridegroom. Just like Matthew 25, talking about preparations, tells you. Now, let's talk about some other stuff here tonight. Number one, let's say this. It seems like there's a whole lot of attention in the world on Ebola. Because not only do we have outbreaks in the Congo and other African nations, and that you have all kind of big pharma and vaccine makers down there, and they've got trials and vaccine trials and tribulations and this kind of stuff. But it also, then we had a week or so ago, we had the information, apparently or allegedly, the Children's Hospital at the University of Cincinnati, the Children's Hospital there or area, is doing vaccine trials for what? Ebola. Now, I don't quite understand that. Are you going to give the young children Ebola vaccines experimentally? And then now, out of Russia, Siberian scientists wrap up Ebola vaccine trials. Novosibirsk, February 1, TASS specialist, the Novosibirsk's State Research Center on Virology and Biotech. That's where all of their weapons used to come from, too. Have completed trials of a vaccine against the Ebola virus disease, which has claimed the lives of over 11,000 people in Africa recently, said Nikolai Krasnikov, head of the administration of the Koltsovo Science City near Novosibirsk, where the research center is located. Our scientists have wrapped up clinical trials of the Ebola vaccine this year, Now it is ready for use. So now, you remember Brother Quayle? For those who listened to Brother Quayle back in the 90s, good old Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com, by the way. Go up there, get his new book, get all of his books. You know, assist Steve in his time, you know what I'm saying? Keep him up and running. Keep him going in the world. So that he can continue to prepare and to try to keep his health as best as it can be for what the time is coming. But do you remember when Brother Quayle used to talk about the binary stuff? And there are different scenarios. We used to talk about how the chemtrails or the particulate trails or the whatever you want to call them. Let's just call them the chemtrails because Brother Quayle was one of the first people to ever talk about them ever. And even some of the first guys who did most of the research on them initially, or a lot of it, back in the 90s, I can remember him being on Art Bell saying, well, the first guy that ever talked about the chemtrails was Steve Quayle. And then since then, we've had about three or four new experts and all of that kind of stuff. But Brother Quayle wrote a book back then, you know, Breed No Evil. And he had information from what you would call in the regular world a four-star general, but one that was not known, one that was not, shall we say, publicly known, let's say. I once went through about 95 or 100 pages of the internet, and I knew the name, and I can only find one mention. And that was years ago. One little mention. But that was the guy that was, I believe, a five-star general in intelligence rank. The head of the MMV. And God bless you, brother, wherever you're at. And old 357 SIG and all the boys, are you still around? And thank you for all you did on behalf of me and Brother Quayle, too. But Brother Quayle was informed about the chemtrails, that they were putting blood and all kind of stuff in them. And back in the early days, when they used to come down in such heavy glumps, or you'd go out on your back patio and there would be gossamer, spider webs all over your roof and all over your car and your patio furniture and your barbecue grill and all over the bushes. And then I can remember sitting at a stoplight once and seeing a big glump come down, and the chemtrail planes were up above. There was 5 to 6 of them, and they were even making the old tic-tac-toe symbols with the X's and the O's and the crosshatch tic-tac-toe pattern. And that was back about 94, as I recall. And, or maybe 93, 90, 94, I believe. Because that was also at a time when in the local schools, there was so much influenza that up to, in the grade schools, up to 50, 60% of the children had influenza in Kansas City. And people were getting it left and right. Parents and everybody was getting it. And then they had special numbers on TV. If you have got some kind of a strange upper respiratory ailment, call this number right here. We'd be interested in hearing from you. And it was a call-in 800 number. Probably went right to the DARPA somewhere. Or Fort Detrick, Maryland. Army Germ Warfare Lab or wherever it might have been. For that matter, it could have been the old Isle of Doc Moreau out on, what's that island out there? Is it Del Atto? Oh, maybe it is. Well, anyway, the binary thing. They were putting blood, and back then they had found, and people would get samples of the stuff and take them to labs, and there were dead white blood cells, and there were Pseudomonas fluorescence, Pseudomonas this, Pseudomonas that, prehistoric black mold, rose quartz particles, barium, you know, all kind of crazy stuff, aluminum, and all kind of stuff in the mix. So these were things that were giving people sickness, but then they were talking about putting blood out there, and that the blood would get in, and that what it was doing, it was going into the body, it was almost like it was transforming people into cannibals, you see, or preparing that. And that was also a time when a very large soft drink manufacturer, in their formula for their syrup, had apparently stem cells or some kind of cells from fetal tissue, from the tissue of aborted babies. But then Brother Quayle also talked about the binary effect of maybe they're putting out chemicals in certain things or certain bugs. I call them, still call them bugs, you know, viruses or bacteria, which are like in a binary sense. So then they say, oh, you got to have the new vaccine, the new flu vaccine, or the new Ebola vaccine, or because 30 or 40 or 50 people got measles. And for you young people, if you don't know, when I came up in the 50s, I think every single one of my friends had the measles. And we got two types. There was what they called the German measles, and then another type of measles. And most people got both types. And that was before there was any kind of vaccine or anything. There were some vaccines, but not the measles vaccine till later. But we got the measles. Everybody got the measles. Everybody got the mumps, and almost everybody got the chicken pox. Those were rites of passage. And sometimes your parents got it. And we survived through all of that. So now the MMR shots, they say they don't, but then they still say they do. But then they say they don't, then they say they do. The MMRs are so toxic that some people have got autism kids. They got a healthy, beautiful baby. MMR, kaboom. Okay? So here we are. Let's go back to the binary. So, does then the vaccine, they say there's the threat of Ebola, or the threat of measles, or the threat of this, or the threat of that. Booga booga XYZ mouse pox disease, or whatever it is. You got to get the vaccination. And now in Washington State and other places, they're talking about making it a law that you have to take the vaccine, that you can't opt out anymore on it, and that, if necessary, they'll hold you down and give it to you. And it'll be some Luciferian commie Democrat who'll do it to you. Probably an LGBTQXYZ437, you know. Oh, you think that sounds stupid? Well, it is stupid. 47 different, you know, gender pronouns. Heebie jeebie geebie deebie deebie haba 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 hooba haba. Baloney! But here's the deal. We got a lot of attention on Ebola. And if Ebola, which is a hemorrhagic fever, you see, so is dengue. So was the original Spanish type flu. And if you get and mix the bird flu of a certain type with the pig flu of another type, do you get the Spanish flu that was originally sort of discovered at Fort Riley, Kansas, in the army guys, the service people coming back from World War I? And was that a bioweapon? Because it sure killed 50 to 100 million people or whatever it did at the time. So we get being set up for a binary. I'm going to talk more about it after the break. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive2Thrive.net. And I'll tell you what, you can reach me email-wise, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And you can reach me by mail at Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And God bless all that write to me and send me cards and all kind of different things. And, you know, that's the way those that enclose a little something, that's the way I keep going. It's the way I buy my medicine to keep going in the world, you know? So I thank the Lord Jesus for all of you who have listened, and I'm still here going on 15 years now. So let me tell you this. It's no mystery, and I just was given some information just that they found it out. I mean, we always suspect these things, but a friend of the show basically has said that official intelligence regarding the demo commies, the Luciferian commie Democrats, there's a group that's planning to cut a lot of funds to Homeland Security, not just the wall, but to try to cut a lot of funds from Homeland Security because they want destruction from within our country. They don't want the U.S. to be secure from criminal invasion or terror or sabotage. Now, all of this fits up. Why? And why do you say they think that might be? Because I'm going to tell you what, the plan of Lucifer the Lightbringer, which was then basically talked about in the Georgia Guidestones, Earth's population no more than 500 million in perpetuity and harmony, blah, 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 blah. Put up there by the Rosicrucian guy in the granite, in the stones up there in Georgia. The Georgia Guidestones. But then if you read all of the other material, and then Alex Jones did some great things, you know, with the videos. And sometimes I wished he could just bring all those back out and just present all those like he used to. But the end game and all of those different types of things that he had, the police state series of his videos where he talks about the plans, you see, of getting rid of the population of planet Earth. And what it is a blood sacrifice to Lucifer to bring him and to give him power because he feels he's going to steal your soul, you see. Because you haven't gone over, he figures. You have not gone over and made your repentance of your sins and the decision to ask the Lord Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior. So if you haven't done that, then Lucy's got you, you see. He's got you sold, and he's going to use all of that devil power, you see, possessing you and your souls, you see, to come down here and to try to effect a counterfeit of the life of Lord Jesus on this planet. He wants to be the little G, the Lucy Messiah. But he's got no promise for you. Let me tell you, the promise he's got for you is death and burning eternally in the doggone blue fire plasma of the fiery furnace. So if that's what you want, then, you know, keep listening to all that kind of stuff and doing all the Lucy tricks and witchcraft this and that and the other and all of that. You just keep it on up, you know, because you're going to get what you want. But if you're tired of all of that and you want the promise of the Lord Jesus, then by all means, seek him and you shall find. Seek and you shall find. Knock on the door and it'll open. Believe me. Repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior. And you're going to see something and feel something and hear something and sense something you never going to believe. And it might be sneaky at first, you know. And then all of a sudden you start to, it's like you had real dirty window pane of glass. And you start to see light. It's like somebody's cleaning you off. And then not only is it the glass outside, but it's your clothes, which are just filthy. And, you know, the clothes start to come clean. And then your skin, which was under all the clothes, and you had all the soot, the dirt, whatever on your skin. Then all of a sudden, it starts to come clean. It's the blood of Jesus. The power is in the blood of Jesus. He was sent here by our Father in heaven to come down on the earth. And his blood was shed to wash away your sins. And the deal is, if you repent of your sins and choose him as your Savior and ask him to come into your heart, that is the deal. And you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. Marvelous opportunity, don't you think? Now, let me just tell you, this binary stuff, particularly in the climate of the Valerie Jarrett's allegedly and the Joker Tutts allegedly, who still perhaps run things behind the scene with Soros money, allegedly fronting for the Rothschilds type money, who in the Rothschilds ostensibly are Jewish, but in their own writings, in their own world, they claim they're descended from Nimrod and Semiramis, and they're the black magicians. They are the founders of black magic on the planet. And they work for Lucifer. Go on the internet and look up Rothschild Party with devil headdresses and occultic symbols and stuff. And you'll see what they're really up to, you see. And wherever they're at, you'll find trouble, let me tell you. Now, the timing is key because I'll tell you, the devil's past his time, certain degree. We have delayed him some, and I'm going to tell you what, President Trump was brought in as a junkyard dog. But I do feel now that he's kind of been surrounded by the evil ones, you see. And they've got him pinned to the ground, and they got his kids pinned to the ground. And I understand it if you go back, and if those who remember Ross Perot, how he was before they threatened his daughter, and how he was afterwards, and you'll see a similar scenario. Not saying I wouldn't vote for Trump again, because I'm going to tell you what, in 2 years, he's done more to keep more promises than anybody's done. But, you see, the mistake he made was to cut the deal. Because they're going to renege and they're going to go after his kids anyway. And I did see the fact that now they're going after Don Jr. today. And so they are reneging on the deal. And all these intel people and all the stuff, and Dan Coats, I used to like old Dan Coats, you know, and I hope he's still somebody halfway decent, but I doubt whether he runs the show. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I will say this, at the top of the slots and most of the military intelligence and the government itself and in the judiciary, you got Lucifer, the Lightbringer, worshipers, and that is about the size of it. Certainly in the tops of most of the major religions and the tops of the banking world and the royal families, you do. Now, we've got some other stuff going on. Let me just talk to you about this. This binary scenario is they say, oh, you got to go get the vaccine. And then after people get the vaccine, then they announce that, oh boy, a lot of people are getting sick from the Ebola, mouse pox, Spanish flu, swine, bird flu, XYZ, okay? Whatever the fictitious satirical disease might be. Allegedly. Whether it's created by the Lee family in Calgary, Alberta, or just north of Calgary, there's kind of some things going on at a grocery store that your car won't start, and your key fobs and your electronic ignition just doesn't work, you know? Well, I do know the Lees have a microbiology lab up there, because that's where we had some weird bird flu show up in the duck populations. Out there by Lethbridge or somewhere in a estuary, maybe. I don't know where it was at. Near a military base. But this binary stuff, let's say they spray the chemtrails, you get the vaccine, that's the secondary thing, man. And kaboom, then everybody starts getting whatever it is and starts to die. And then they come up with an announcement. They say, we have a new vaccine which will correct, you see, because some people are still living. Maybe they've only got a 50% kill rate or a 40% kill rate. So they say, we now know that we can save more people. We've got a secondary vaccine. Come and take that. Man, that's the kill shot right there. Then everybody starts to go. Except for the Lucys and their minions and their managerial types and certain populations they deem to be their slave populations, you see? But here we go. There's more than one thing to skin the cat in this world of the terror and all the crap that these Lucys want to unleash upon you. There was an announcement in a story about a week or so ago. And it was talking about, it was blaming it on Trump, okay? How Trump had outed the fact that they had moved some material, or somebody allegedly had moved radioactive material to a depository in Nevada without telling anybody in Nevada, blah, 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 blah. Well, that stuff has always been moved, usually by DOD X trains, guarded special cars, guarded by very, very tough men with submachine guns, you know. Used to run on Santa Fe lines and things such as that. And also by truck. And warheads and things get trucked all the time. And then we have the net C, we have the net that's up that has a lot of radiation detectors all over in the various states. And back a few months ago, allegedly when this stuff was happening, a lot of those things were all down and they weren't reporting any of the radiation. So those that watched that wondered about that. And old B&E, God bless you both. And all you do. But here we go. That was to make it look like it was Trump's fault, and Trump is blah, 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 and Trump this, and it's all everything Trump's fault, you see. Well, now we have an incident at 5:18 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, North Las Vegas. There was an incident at the Nevada National Security Site security gate in Mercury, Nevada. The security protective officers and the Nye County Sheriff's officers took up pursuit after an unidentified male failed to stop. After apparently driving approximately 8 miles past the security gate, the individual came to a stop, exited his car, and approached the security protective force officers and the Nye County Sheriff's officers with a cylindrical object in hand. The suspect refused to adhere to verbal commands of both NCSO and SPOs on the scene. That's the Security Protective Officer, Nye County Sheriffs. When the suspect approached the officers, he was fired upon both by Nye County and the Protective Security Officers. The suspect died at the scene. There were no injuries to Protective Force or Nye County officers as a result of the engagement. Now, what was he doing out there, and why didn't they light him up at the gate, you see? And what was the cylindrical object? Some sort of a weapon, or was it some sort of a missile, or, I don't know what it was. But there is a direct thing right there. Now, FBIs also won't tell you what's going on, and neither will the ATF or the Oklahoma National Guard or the Lawton, Oklahoma Police Department, the Lawton Fire Department, the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, or the Comanche County Office of Emergency Management. But they got a hazmat. They served a drug warrant, but then they got a hazardous material incident, but they won't tell you what it is. So there's a lot of things going on, and you got a ball game coming up. And I remember back about 204, 205, I think it might have been the 205 year. I believe it was. And I remember when we found out that the Death Star, which is a manned spacecraft, was going to be covering the game from space, okay? And it was flying out of Sigonella, Italy. And at the time, I also said it's probably jointly tasked by the Vatican, science officers, etc. And right after that, man, I'm going to tell you what, I got a lot of hack attempts out of Italy. I sure did. I remember there was a right across the street from Vatican. There was an attorney's office out of there. They were trying to hack my computer. And then I also remember a certain, what's that town up there where those little, what is that? Allegedly those Fiat 500s come from, you know? And where all the bankers and all that stuff is at, you know? Anyway, I got a lot of attention from those guys, but I also got a lot of attention from those guys from talking about Nazis. I got a lot of attention out of Stuttgart from a certain automobile company out of Stuttgart, Germany, where the headquarters is at there. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've been doing this quite a while, and the only thing that keeps me alive is the Lord Jesus. And then I've had help from some of those that he has used to help me. And I thank them for everything they've ever done. But with this upcoming thing, we also know that there's going to be multiple layers of security, but that there is potentially a game afoot. They're worried about hazardous materials. They're worried about drones. And they've got helicopter up They got RC-12 planes are going to be up. And they got the old Death Star, and they got other satellites, and you better believe they'll dedicate a whole lot of keyhole satellites. You remember the ones out of the Enemy of the State with Will Smith and his old buddy Brill, you know? Gene Hackman. Those were keyhole satellites. That was back then. Now there's Iridium satellites. You know that the Iridium satellite network, which were a whole other series of them put up, were owned by the people that the Bin Laden family, the Bush family, and the Royal Family of England, and a whole lot of defense types of the United States Defense Department and spy types, because they held stock in a certain company that was the biggest, one of the largest holding companies that were contractors for Defense Department contractors, allegedly. So we got some things ongoing. And the fact is, they got a lot of security trying to protect the Super Bowl. But it could be somewhere else that it happens, you know? And then today, basically, or tomorrow, is the last day on the intermediate missile treaty with Russia. Well, the Russians have been cheating all along. They also cheated in the old ABM treaty, the anti-ballistic missile treaty. The Russians have had the S-300, the S-200, 300, 400, now they got S-500s. They've had anti-ballistic missile systems for a long time, covering all of Russia. We don't have them. We have not had them. We have some now, a little bit. But Israel has more than we do. Oh, yeah. And that same wonderful guy who gave his son, when his son and his teams, Kevin, the Mighty Men of Valor, discovered up to 25 nuclear devices on the East Coast back about the year 2005, disarmed them all except for that last one, which they took down in the trench off of Maryland, and there was a massive fish kill back in there for about 3 days. And just ironically, a large number of seismographs in all the universities on the East Coast were on the fritz at that time. Oh, man, they had glitches and fritzes, and they didn't work, and their chips were bad, or this was that and the other, you know? But seismographs in Europe and seismographs in the center part of the United States were able to pick certain things up. And as I told you last night, that last device, allegedly, had been the highest level new device created perhaps at Los Alamos or Sandia, and they could not disarm that device. So they took it out and blew it underneath in the deep trench. Now, these Russians with the hypersonic missile that they can dial it up or down, whatever they want to do. One of those can take out, apparently, from what I'm understanding, could take out all of Texas or another state, you see. Certainly D.C. But even with the older technologies, where they have the subs laying off the coast, and they don't sit out 100 miles or something like that, or 200 miles. No, no, no. The old seven-mile limit. Most of them just right out there because I used to know people who used to track them. I knew Navy guys in Iceland that used to track them, and I know somebody who's real good at finding them through radio traffic and signal intelligence. SIGINT. Found them for years. And they sit East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast. You remember the ones I told you about that were down there for 6 months in the Gulf of Mexico before they even found them or knew they were there? See, you think that everything is like all nailed down and hookah, booka, booka. No. And Obama turned off the space fence. And everybody knows at Eglin and at the various other positions on the space fence, maybe Alabama, maybe another one in Texas, that used to put the space fence up, that Obama basically turned the space fence off. So Brother Quayle was told that the trap door is open in the bottom, the side doors are open, the top door is open, the bottom door is open, the whole thing is ready, and we can stop a lot of the stuff, meaning the MMB can stop it with their breakaway technology spacecraft, but they can't stop it all. They were the ones that stopped little Kim, or big old big-headed Kim's papa, Pajama Boy, when he launched 12 missiles, one right after the other. All of those missiles fizzled. Why? Because a certain ancient technology device was used by the MMB to shut them off. And that was acknowledged, allegedly, by Condoleezza Rice, okay? Acknowledged that, all right, at that particular time. How did you do it? Well, we have the means to do so. But the Russians could pop up with their blackjack bombers from Venezuela on a training flight, pop right up off of La Orquilla Island, Isla de la Orquilla. They also got subpens. They can launch a cruise missile out of any of their submarines. They got boomers out there. They got Akulas. I think it was about 205, 206. I had a videotape, but a lot of these things were on computers that had been blown up or spiked through the electrical system. And I had several that were spiked and just destroyed, including. And anybody who's listened to me for a long time knows all about that stuff. Brother Quayle had whole control boards just light up and explode in his face. And T1 lines used to come over the mountain that were not able to be put back up for over a month. And the telephone company couldn't even tell you what happened to them. They were fried. So don't go into their Luciferian knife now to fight. Know that the game is afoot. But know that Lord Jesus is the key to your salvation. And your families too. Mighty men, with valor, you should hide me up once again. From those evil bears who would destroy it, and it's all may the Lord Jesus protect you from all.